السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن أعرض عن ذكري فإن له معيشة ضنكا ونحشره يوم القيامة أعمى. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام، موسٹ ریسپیکٹڈ برادرز اینڈ آلسو سسٹرز ہو لسن اوور ریسیورز، اے فورٹ نائٹ اگو وی ڈسکسنگ امپیشنس ان دعا، دیٹ وی شوڈ ناٹ بیکم امپیشنٹ وین وی آر میکنگ دعا. اے پرسن شوڈ ناٹ سے آئی بین میکنگ دعا سو لانگ، وائی از مائی دعا ناٹ بینگ ایکسپٹڈ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accepts duas, but as you have heard by now from many different speakers, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala either gives you that which you have asked for, or Allah ta'ala removes some kind of pain, difficulty, hurt, injury, disaster that was going to afflict the person. The person was making dua for ABC, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did not accept that, but instead remove those hardships and calamities that were going to come. Allah Ta'ala knows what a person was going to face in his future life. So with the barakat of this dua that he was making, Allah Ta'ala removed those difficulties. So again, he's not at a loss. And especially those for whom Allah Ta'ala will reserve it in the akhirat, in the hereafter. So then when they will see what they are being given because of those duas that were not accepted, in the sense that they did not see the fruits of those duas in the world. But when they will see those ni'mats of Allah in the hereafter, they will wish that not one dua of ours was accepted in the world. So what kind of ni'mats that must be. But the problem is this, that we want Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to do everything, to fulfill all our wishes, all our desires, all our needs. But we do not want to fulfill our side of the contract, the terms of the contract. Wherever you travel, wherever you go, people will talk about the world and the problems. Problems of the world, we all understand, there are lots of problems. When they talk about solution, then they want to know, why is Allah Ta'ala not coming to the assistance of the Muslims? Why are the Muslims suffering so much? Yet the others are committing so much of sins, so much of wrongs, and it is always the Muslims that are suffering. So I have explained this in some majlis and some talk of mine, that the people in this world, they are enjoying the ni'mats of this world. They are enjoying the sunshine, they are enjoying the waters of the ocean, they are enjoying the gold and silver, they are enjoying the platinum, uranium and everything else that Allah Ta'ala has created. Because of this Muslim, because this Muslim, there is some Muslim somewhere in the world that is making Allah. There is some Muslim in the world in existence. So because of him, Allah Ta'ala is keeping the whole universe in existence. The day there will be nobody left to take the name of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will destroy the universe. So for them it is Jannat, they are not restricted to anything. The sad part is that we want Jannat in this world, meaning that we want to have no restrictions of any kind. Allah Ta'ala has made this world a Jannat for us too. It's not that it is only an azab and a hellfire for us in this world. Although it is mentioned that this dunya, for the believers, it is hell, or it is a prison. A dunya sijnul mu'min. And it is Jannat for the kuffar. So what happens in a prison? Does it mean that in a prison, the people don't eat, don't drink, they don't wear clothes? Does it mean that they don't have all these type of privileges? The person in the prison also enjoys some kind of food, although it may not be of the same kind that people outside are eating. However, now in some American prisons and European prisons and even in South Africa, some prisons, they have better meals than those people who are living in the shacks and the poor. So in the prison, it is a regulation that life is regulated, it is disciplined. This is what you can eat, this is what you cannot eat, this is what you can wear, this is what you cannot wear. You cannot go and wear your suit and tie there in the prison. The person cannot wear his suit and tie in prison. He has to wear the orange uniform or whatever color uniform there is. In the same way, their getting up time is their breakfast time, their supper time, everything is regulated. A person can't relax there and say, no, my times are different. I go by my own times. That is what it means when we say this dunya is prison for the believers. That's all. What it means that Allah Ta'ala has in His wisdom made halal for us a number of things. There's so much of halal, there is no need to go towards haram. And then we are restricted. The Muslim has to get up at a certain time and he has to make his Fajr Salat. He cannot remain asleep until after the sun has risen. Now that is what we mean by prison. Doesn't mean that the Muslim is now in hellfire because of that. A Muslim can wear certain type of clothes, he cannot wear certain type of clothes. So why don't we complain there about the prison? In the same way, this Muslim, he has to eat only certain kind of foods and he cannot eat other kinds of foods which are haram. So he is allowed to eat, he is allowed to drink, he is allowed to wear clothes, he is allowed to travel around, he is allowed to make use of all the bounties and ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but in a disciplined way. That's all we mean by prison. So in fact, it is a one kind of jannat on earth that Allah ta'ala has given to the believers. That Allah ta'ala gives them that sukoon in their hearts for the true believers. And in the akhirah, there will be the jannat ma la aynun ra'at wa la uzunun samiat wa la khatara ala qalbi bashar, which no eye has seen, no ear has heard, the thought also hasn't crossed anybody's mind. So everybody wants to know the solution to the problem, solution to the problem. Wherever you go, you're sitting at a walima table or you're sitting at a nikah function or you're sitting in some conference or you're sitting anywhere in a home. People are having tea party there too. Everybody is talking about Muslims suffering in the world. Indeed, Muslims are suffering. But who is responsible for their suffering? Wallah, if it is not for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's mercy and rahmat, I don't think any one of us would have been deserving existence. Go to the Muslim countries, go to the Muslim lands. What do we find there? Alcohol, wine, brandy. Dancing, singing, nightclubs, rave clubs, and every kind of thing you can find in the Muslim countries. You land at their airports and you can just see what the situation is. Let namaz time come and see how many Muslims at the airport and how many Muslims in the country are making salat. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He is prepared to accept du'as, but when Hazrat Ibrahim Adham rahmatullah alayhi asked why our du'as are not accepted. So this is what I discussed there also in one place. That our du'as are not being accepted, he said, because first of all, he says, we have displeased Allah Ta'ala. And we are not making no effort to please Allah Ta'ala. I don't know whether I gave this example here. I said that if a person has to go, for example, to a clubhouse, because he has been informed that his son is there in that club and he's on drugs, or is drinking wine, or is involved with some illicit beloved. Now this father gets very upset and he goes, he says, where is he? Now he's a student of a high school and he's already on a high, so now he's going to search for this son of his. Now when he finds him there in that club on a high, that youngster of grade 9, 10, 11, whatever it may be, now when he finds him there in the company of all those other boys who are also drinking, they are also taking drugs and they are also engaging in other kind of haram, what will this father do? Will he go and address all those young boys that are there, or will he go and catch the ears of his son and pull him out, catch his hand and take him outside give him 2-3 slaps and say that, what are you doing here? He said, these are my friends, they are your friends, whatever they may be. What are you doing in this place here? I gave you everything, what are you short of? You've got a car, you've got cell phone, you've got money in your pocket, I've given you good home. You get the best of food, you get the best of clothes. Is this the appreciation that you have shown? He will take off with his son. He's not going to worry about the others. He'll pull him out from there, give him 1-2 slaps and take him home. And say that all these things which I have given to you, is this the appreciation you are showing? So like that, the love of that father, or just like that father has got great love for that child and does not want to see the child destroy himself. In the same way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has got great love for his creation. For the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala has got great love. It's not that he is just wanting to punish them and destroy them. He does not want them to destroy themselves. He does not want them to go to the fire of Jahannam. So therefore Allah ta'ala sends azab. He sends some kind of calamities, some kind of shake-up. Muslim lands are bombed. They are shaken up. There's so much of other things that happen. So all these things are a rahmat in disguise so that the person may get up from his slumber and sleep and return to Allah Ta'ala and then enjoy those endless bounties in Jannah. That is why Allah Ta'ala sends it. It's not out of hatred for the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it is out of love. Like that father, because of his love, he goes straight for his child. Doesn't worry about the others. For the others, there is punishment in the hereafter. In this world, whatever they get, that is not real punishment and is neither real reward. So therefore he says the first thing is this, that we have displeased of Allah and we are not even making an effort to please that Allah Ta'ala. Therefore we see that in spite of everything that the person has, but he finds his life very narrowed and tightened. We have seen many, many people in different areas they are living, and we are in our own areas also. We know in how much of fear we live. The person cannot seem to park his car as he used to park 10-15 years ago. A person cannot leave his gates open as he used to leave them 15-20 years ago. The person cannot leave his windows open. You cannot even sit outside the masjid now after the salat, like how we used to sit with our friends in the masjid, outside the masjid with windows open and relaxed and talking general matters. You have to keep looking at the rear view mirror, you have to keep looking right, keep looking left. In our business houses, it is the same fear. Never has the Muslim community or any community to spend so much as they are spending now on security. How many billions of rands and dollars are spent around the world on security? Then those security companies that operate, they themselves have got so many corrupt people. How many are caught for crime? Security people. So there's nothing but restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. This is what we are trying to get across to you all the time and to ourselves. That what is the cause of all this? There is no other cause except our sins, our distancing ourselves from Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We'll say, no, but we make namaz 5 times a day, Mawlana, I'm there in the masjid, first saf I sit. Alhamdulillah, you sit in the first saf in the masjid, you were in the masjid. What kind of a namaz did you read in the first place? And is Islam only the name of namaz? What do you watch at home, on the TV, in front of your children? What do you listen to? Which places do you visit? What is your occupation after having performed your 5 times salat? Now we don't look at all those things. We say, no, but I'm 5 times namazi, so Allah Ta'ala must bless me with the best of both worlds. So let us look at our homes, let us look at our lives, let us look at our family situation, let us look at our walimas and our weddings and everything else that's happening around us. So in spite of everything in our hands, Allah Ta'ala is making our life so narrowed and tightened. That is what Allah Ta'ala says. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا. Allah Ta'ala will make their life very, very narrowed and tightened and straightened. In spite of the expanse of the earth, we find that our life is narrowed, very, very tight. Nobody seems to have got any kind of peace, any kind of chain, any kind of sukoon. So he says the first cause of our problems in the world is this, that we have displeased our Allah Ta'ala and we are making no effort to please Him. By pleasing the rulers of the world, we are not going to get anywhere.
सिवाय तेरे कोई ठिकाना नहीं है यार अब जिधर भी जाऊं सिवाय तेरे कोई ठिकाना नहीं है यार अब जिधर भी जाऊं
Wherever you go, there is no ठिकाना besides Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And Barack Obama was carrying out his campaign, or he is still in that same run to become the president of America. So at that time, everybody got very happy, the Muslims around the world, Barack Obama. And they said, now there will be barakat everywhere. Now we will see barakat. He is going to come in. And he is the right person for the Muslims. Born in a Muslim home. And he had this upbringing and that upbringing. What stories we used to hear. What happened? When he starts singing praises of Israel, and when he said retain the forces out from Iraq and do what? Put them into Afghanistan. That Afghanistan which they bombed and bombed and bombed, and the world's most destructive bombs were thrown on those innocent people. Those who had no arms and no ammunition and no air force, nothing. And what kinds of bombs were tested on those people? Look at the destruction that they caused. It was only again Allah Ta'ala's nusrat and help that Allah Ta'ala kept them in existence. Otherwise they would have been completely finished. But look at the turnaround. Those same people, because of their iman, their yaqeen, again they are coming to the fore. So what is he saying now? Remove them from here and go and throw more bombs again there. Remove these forces from here and destroy them. Now, all those Muslims were making a lot of noise that he is the right person now for the Muslim Ummah. So where are they now? Nobody is for us in this world. Siwaye tere koi tikana nahi hai ya Rab jidhar bhi jaun. Duniya wale to be wafa hai. Wafa ki qeemat se be khabar hai. People of this world, they don't know what loyalty is all about. Pakistan is being bought off with dollars. Billions of dollars. Give it to them, then they will give us logistical support. And if we have to bomb Afghanistan again, or if we have to destroy some other Muslim country. So Pakistan is bought off with dollars. Egypt is bought off with dollars. Everybody is bought off with dollars. Iran was making some noise and threatening America. So they are offering them all kinds of support, if only they have to withdraw the preparation of the nuclear bomb. Whereas Iran also, we know what, when Iraq was being bombed, where was Iran? The whole American forces were there, the hundreds of thousands were there. At that time, why did Iran just sit and watch? We're talking so much about Iran, Iran. Where was Iran at that time? Where was its loyalty to Islam? Where was its loyalty to Muslims? Could they not have assisted in throwing a few bombs on the American army? So we can try what we want if we are going to have our hope and umid on anyone else besides Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We are not going to get anywhere. It is a world of means, definitely it is a world of means. So we have to make use of the parliament and the cabinet and the lobbying and everything has to be done. But if the Muslim Ummah and the majority we are talking about, not a few people here and there, some exceptions, until the entire Muslim Ummah or the majority does not change their complete inside out, inside and outside, not just the outside. Many of us have got the outside right, but the inside is not right. And many of us have got a little bit of the inside and the outside is not right. So therefore we need both a complete revolution, a complete change. And believe me that the individual who is going to bring about the change in his life, Allah Ta'ala is not going to deprive him. He is going to enjoy those fruits. But just that if the environment and the place that he is living and if the people around him are not changing, then when the azab of Allah Ta'ala comes, then everybody has to face the consequence. If floodwaters come, you can't say it's going to avoid the houses of all the pious and the righteous ones. So the effort has to continue that we have to work on our children, on our neighbors, our family members. We have to keep on passing this message of deen to everyone. But when will we pass it on? When we ourselves change. That father I mentioned last night also, how many fathers have got the courage to stand up and tell to their children that, my dear child, I am the role model for you. I mentioned this many places, that take qasam and say that we can stand up and tell to our children, because they know what happens in our homes. They know our lifestyle. Or our wives, they know our lifestyles. So can we stand up and say to our wives that I am a role model? Can we tell to our children that I am a role model? How many of us can take qasam and say that, yes, I can say that I am a role model for you? So if we cannot be role models for our children and for our wives and for our families, then where can we be role models for the ummah and for the others? So there is a need for a complete revolution and change. So just to sit back and keep saying, why is this happening? Why is this happening? We all know why it is happening. So Allah Ta'ala says that when the person is not going to forget him, is not going to remember him. And remembering Allah Ta'ala does not mean just making Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. That is a kind of remembrance. Remembrance means that the person is conscious of the fact that my Allah is watching. Whatever I am doing, my Allah is watching. Jo karta hai tu chup ke ahle jahan se koi dekhta hai tujhe aasman se. If you hide and commit sins, remember somebody is watching you from above. When the person becomes conscious, his business also is conscious that my Allah is watching. So there must be no cheating, deceiving, hoodwinking and embezzling, and there must be no such kind of hiding of defects in articles or expressing great joy and happiness when we have taken somebody for a ride. These days we get happy. If we take somebody for a ride, then the person gets happy that I made. So in business he is conscious of Allah Ta'ala's presence. In his home, he is conscious that there is no abuse to the wife or to the children or to the parents or anyone, because he is conscious that I am a Muslim and my Allah is watching every move of mine. And he can call me to account suddenly. He can cancel this visa of life whenever he wishes. And I am not even aware what is the duration of this visa of life. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is watching in his business, in his home, at the airports, in the aeroplanes, every way Allah Ta'ala is watching. For some people it is like a hobby when they are at the airports, when they are in the bazaars and in the marketplaces, then it is like a hobby to ogle, to cast lustful glances and to take enjoyment in the heart. Now when a person is doing that, Allah Ta'ala, his curses is upon such a person. The person who is taking interest and giving interest, Allah Ta'ala's curses upon him. The person who is drinking, Allah Ta'ala's curse upon him. And so many other things that Allah Ta'ala has cursed, his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has cursed. So can that person then enjoy rahmat? How can you have both trucks in a one-way street with one narrow lane, one coming from the opposite direction, the other one coming from the other direction? Now this one doesn't want to give that one way, that one doesn't want to give this one way. How will it move? So like that, we are bringing some good deeds in truck, and then we bring another truck of evil deeds. Now they can't give each other way. Then we are waiting for rahmat rains and rahmat. So my respected brothers, what I am getting across to you is that let us take our gaze off from those rulers and from the cabinets and from the parliaments and from the assemblies. We must make use of them as a means. But if we think that this president, he is the right one for the Muslims, that prime minister, if he comes in, if he becomes a prime minister, then finish, Muslims will enjoy the best of both worlds. And if this man becomes the leader of the community, then everything will happen, nothing will happen. We are seeing how loyalties are changing every day. Those who were enemies at one time, they were not prepared to sit and talk. But because of financial gain or because of dollars, they're prepared to shake hands, they're prepared to talk, they're prepared to rule together, they're prepared to form coalitions, they're prepared to form all kinds of companies and parties. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us that kind of yaqeen in Him, that we truly believe that everything happens with the will of Allah, and therefore if we are going to please Allah, then He will please us too. Yet without us pleasing Allah ta'ala, if He's giving us so much, then how much He will give us if we have to please Him? May Allah ta'ala remove the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering and problem of the ummah around the globe. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.